says every good and every perfect gift comes from above, the Father of life, in whom there is no variableness, neither any shadow of turning. Any good thing that you have seen this year is him. Anything that is contrary to good is you. Anything good that we have seen is me, that I have seen is me. Anything that is contrary to good is me, is him. Anything good that I've seen is him. Anything that is contrary to good is me. You have seen good things this year, you will still yet see more before this year is over. And for those ones you are still expecting to come, because the year 2022 will not end until your expectation is met. Lift up those hands again and give him thanks for it. Give him praise for it. Give him all the glory and all the honor. Give him all adoration. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most marvelous name, we have given thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Now, with a smile on your face, you want to help me congratulate your neighbor on your right and left. Welcome them to service this morning. Tell your neighbor, you are welcome. Tell that other neighbor, you are welcome. The Lord bless you in Jesus' marvelous name. Put those hands together for the Lord. Please be seated. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Speak to us again in this service and let your name only be glorified. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Thanksgiving covenant highway to seeing prophecies fulfilled. Thanksgiving covenant highway to see prophecies fulfilled. And that is to say that whatsoever prophecy you may have received for the year 2021 and you have not seen, before this year is over, it will still be delivered in your hands. But let me start by reading the scripture, Psalm 28 and verse 5. Psalms number 28 and verse 5. It said, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Because they regard not the operations of the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. But let's take a look at it in TLB translation. The TLB translation puts it like this. It says, because they have no regard. It says, they care nothing for God or what he has done or what he has made. Therefore, God will dismantle them like old buildings, never to be rebuilt again. Say, God forbid. There is a translation here that says, because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord and what his hands have done, he will tear them down and never build them up again. In other words, because they didn't acknowledge me for what I have done, I will make them start from the scratch. But this time, they will struggle because I will not help them. That will not be your portion. Amen. David understood this, and that's why he said in Psalm 119 and verses 164, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Again, he said in Psalm 92 verses 1 to 2, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Faithfulness every night. Now, for somebody here this morning that thinks there is no reason for them to give God thanks, let's take a look. Let's start this morning by looking at 7 reasons to engage thanksgiving. 7 reasons to engage thanksgiving. Number one, it is good. Psalm 92 and verse 1, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Thanksgiving is good. Now, after one of the sessions at Shiloh one day, I called a little girl to my office for candy. And after giving her the candy, the parents said, "What do you say?" But she kept quiet. Glory to God. But because I guess she was so excited by the sight of the candy, and she said nothing. But they insisted, "What do you say?" And I said, "No, it's not a big deal. Let her be." But the mother said something I will never forget. She said, "We are trying to teach her something. She has to say it. We are trying to teach her something. She has to say it." So she finally said, "Thank you." And then I gave her another one. And then she said, "Thank you." And then I gave her a third one. And then she said, "Thank you." I was actually coming to start packing the candy. Glory to the name of the Lord. Glory to the. And I said, no. Enough. Why? Thanksgiving is a good thing. Every time we say thank you to him, it gives us more. Every time we acknowledge him in thanksgiving, he is committed to giving us more. Number two, reason for thanksgiving. That he is good morning, noon, and night. That God is good morning, noon, and night. You know, every time David says something, it is because he has seen something. Why is David praising God seven times a day? Why is he saying, "I will praise you morning, noon, and night"? Psalm 91 and verse 2. "To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night." So every time we give him thanks, every time we should remember something that happened in Psalm 91, which is the reason David was saying to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Why? Verses 5 to 6. "Thou shalt not," Psalm 91, verse 5 to 6. "Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noontime." That is, every day you wake up, there is attack morning, noon, and night. But it's the one that did not allow you to see the arrows. Is the one diverting the arrows back to sender. Or diverting the arrow that the arrow is not able to locate you. And that's why we are giving him thanks. That is reason enough to give him thanks. Number three, thanksgiving releases fresh anointing on the life of the thanksgiver. Thanksgiving releases fresh anointing on the life of the thanksgiver. Psalm 92 and verse 10, "But my horn shalt thou exalt as the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil." David said, the reason my fresh oil is daily, the reason my anointing is daily is as a result of my thanksgiving. I give him thanks daily. I'm anointed daily. I win daily. David never lost a battle. Thanking you daily, my oil is being renewed daily, and then I win daily. The last battle you lost is the last you will ever lose. In the name of Jesus Christ. Number four, very quickly, because fresh oil that we have received releases empowerment that deals with our enemies. Fresh oil that we receive on the altar of thanksgiving deals with our enemies. Psalm 92 and verse 11, David the thanksgiver, still speaking, he said, "Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies. My ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me." Number five, reason for thanksgiving. Thanksgiving commands flourishing. Thanksgiving commands flourishing. Let's call flourishing the undeniable favor of God. The favor that cannot be denied. thanksgiving commands flourishing. Psalm 92 and verse 12, he said, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And it didn't end there. He said in verse 13, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Thanksgivers never lack color. Thanksgivers never lack color. You won't lack color.
Amen.
Number five. Number six. Thanksgiving commands fruitfulness. Thanksgiving commands fruitfulness. Psalm 92 and verse 14. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. That is talking about thanksgivers. There can never be a barren thanksgiver. Take a look at Joel chapter 1, verses 10 to 12. This says, this is the state of a thanksgiving of a person. Joel 1, 10 to 12. He says, the field is wasted, the land mourneth, for the corn is wasted, the new wine is dried up, the oil languisheth. Be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen. Howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley. Because the harvest of the field is perished, the vine is dried up, the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered away. Why? Because of lack of joy. Because joy is withered away from the sons of men. If there is no joy, there cannot be thanksgiving. But see what happened when joy came back. 23 to 27 now. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. He says, for he hath given you the former rain moderately. Joel 2, 23 to 27. And it will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore to you. And I will restore to you the what?
Years.
The years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in and be and praise the name of the Lord your God that I dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. Joy commands thanksgiving, and thanksgiving will command fruitfulness. No one here will ever be barren in any area of their lives.
Amen.
Finally, number seven. Thanksgiving commands healthy living and longevity. Thanksgiving commands healthy living and longevity. Psalm 92 and verse 14. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. That means long life is guaranteed. Long life is guaranteed. And then he said, they shall be fat and flourishing. Not only will they live long, they will live long in good health.
Amen.
That, I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
CSB translation. It says, they will still bear fruit in old age, healthy and green. Healthy and green. They will still, in other words, there will be no downtime for them. CSB, CEB translation, they will be like trees that stay healthy and fruitful even when they are old. Trees that stays healthy and fruitful even when they are old. But very quickly, because of the importance of Thanksgiving, let's take a look at what Thanksgiving is. What is Thanksgiving? What is Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is the will of God in scriptures that keeps prophecies fulfilled. Thanksgiving is the will of God in scriptures that keeps prophecies fulfilled. Thanksgiving is the will of God in scriptures that commands fulfillment of prophecies. If you still want to experience turnaround in the year 2022, then do the will of God. And what is the will of God? 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. It looks like it's not working. 2 weeks to the end of the year. But the will of God says, give thanks. It does not take me nothing to change people's stories. Give thanks. Thanksgiving. Even if it appears it is not working, it is thanksgiving that makes it work. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks sometimes, always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks, we wait to see our story change. Hebrews 10:36, for ye have need of patience, after that ye have done the will of God, that ye might receive the promise. As you praise him in this service, before this year is over, you will experience turnaround.
Amen.
Nobody sees prophecies fulfilled by strength, because by strength shall no man prevail. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 9, for by strength shall no man prevail. None of us is capable enough to bring prophecies to pass. Only the hand of God can bring prophecies to pass. According to Solomon, he says in 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15, and he said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and hath with his hand fulfilled it. And how do we move his hand? We move his hand in thanksgiving. 1 Kings 8 and verse 24, he says, who has kept with thy servant David my father that thou promised him? Thou speakest with thy mouth and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Whatever God has told you concerning the year 2021, it may look like it's a mirage. It is far away from you. But before December 31st is over, it will land on your laps.
Amen.
Your amen is weak.
Amen.
Many have given up on a lot of things. You are thinking there is no way it can happen again. I will show you that anything can happen. Very quickly, examples in scriptures of people who engaged thanksgiving. Number one was Abraham. Abraham said, my circumstance is contrary to the fulfillment of prophecy. It is too late. And why did I say? He said, Abraham said, it's too late. My body is dead. Sarah's womb is dead. If you are dead to dead, it's deader than dead. Glory to God. It is deader than dead. It is double dead. Abraham said, Lord, this prophecy is too late. Give me something else. Oh, you didn't see it in scriptures? Genesis 15 and verse 2. There was a day Abraham said to God, this prophecy, the way I'm seeing it, is too late. Give me something else. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me? Seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus. In other words, it is too late. Don't even talk about this thing again. Give me something else. And God responded. And God took him outside and said, Abraham, look up. What do you see? He said, I see stars. He says, begin to count them. Abraham lost count. He will count, he will lose count. He will count, he will lose count. And God said to him, I say it again. That is how your children will be. You will not be able to count them. And the Bible says, and so Abraham believed. Why? Because he saw something. Until you see, you can't thank. After Abraham saw, his language changed to thanksgiving. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4, verse 20 to 21, and then he said, he staggered not. He was staggering before. Now that he has seen something, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And now, Abraham is now fully persuaded that whatsoever God has said, God is able to perform. When we switch to thanksgiving, God makes things to happen. For the thanksgiver, nothing is too late. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So, thanksgiving brought the dead body of Abraham back to life. Thanksgiving brought the decayed and dead womb of Sarah back to life. And the result, Isaac. Your Isaac will show up.
Amen.
I said your Isaac will show up.
Amen.
How many paid attention to the testimonies that was shared at Shiloh? When this woman, this lady said last year, Shiloh, 2021, that she was going to write in her prayer request, in her prayer card, that Lord, well, I know this one is over now, but for next year. And then she said, the Holy Ghost said, who told you that I still cannot do it? She said, I scratched it and then I wrote it. And what she wrote, she said the first contract she got that same year changed her story. Yeah, today is the what? The 12th? 11th? 11th of December. We still have how many days left? We have 20 days. If he can build the whole world in three, what is now? How many days? 20. Your case is not closed.
Yeah.
But if you can see it, you will thank him. Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat was also in trouble. But he saw something. And he began to give God thanks for it. And then the situation changed. Second Chronicles 20 and verse 1. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. So a lot of people came together to invade Jehoshaphat. But Jehoshaphat went to God in prayer and said to God, look at the people that we were supposed to kill, that you said we should not kill them. Now, look at what they are doing. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of the prayer, a prophecy came. And the prophecy says, and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, and now thou God. Okay, that was the prayer. And then in verse 14 to 16, then came the prophecy. Then, upon Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, hearken ye all, Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but whose? God's. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook, before the wilderness of Zeruel. Now, if you follow me, was what God was saying. If you believe me, follow my lead. And what did they do? Verse 17. He says, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Because this war will be sweatless for you if you can follow my lead. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go with them. And what did they do? And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. Verse 18. And all the land of Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem, worshipped the Lord. And they handed it over to the Levites. And the Levites of the children of Kohath and of the children of Kohath stood to praise the Lord God of Israel. with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah and Jerusalem, believe in the Lord of God, your God, and so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. And what are we going to be doing? Now let's praise God. This war, he said, the prophecy came and said, this war will be won in place. That's the prophecy. And what did they do? They began to engage praise for the delivery of prophecy. You receive prophecies in prayer. You take delivery in thanksgiving. You don't pray prophecies to come to pass. You thank him to see prophecies. You take delivery of prophecies in thanksgiving and praise. Like I said, prophecy simply means opening our eyes to scriptures, what God says he will do. You don't pray what God says he will do down. You praise it down. That to prove that you believe what he has said. He has spoken already. He is the God that will not fail. But how will he do it? You will praise down the answer. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Number three, Hezekiah. Hezekiah also had a challenge. Hezekiah, the Bible says, was sick unto death. Isaiah chapter 38, verses 1 to 5. It says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. That was a prophecy. And then Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord and said, remember now, O Lord, I beseech thee, how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and I have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And before Hezekiah could finish praying, the Bible says, then the Lord spoke to the prophet, go and say to Hezekiah, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will add unto thy days 15 years. Now, listen to this. That was the prophecy. But the Bible says Hezekiah was not getting well. God said so. But Hezekiah was still sick. So he got to a stage. Hezekiah must have thought, how will I take delivery of what God has said? And then Hezekiah, the Bible says, verse 4 to 5. Then came the word of, okay, now go to verse 19 to 20. Hezekiah said, the living, he shall praise thee, as I do this day. The father of the children shall make known thy truth. He says, the Lord was ready to save me. That's why he sent me the prophecy. He was ready to save me, but why am I not getting well? He said, now, therefore, we will sing my songs. In my sick state, I will praise this prophecy down. We will sing my songs. And then he called the instruments, and then they began to sing and to praise. And the Bible says, Hezekiah was made whole. Verse 21 said, after thanksgiving, Hezekiah recovered. Whatsoever prophecy has gone ahead of you, I say it again, before this year is over, you will still take delivery of them. Number four, very quickly, Apostle Paul. Paul the Apostle. Apostle Paul was a thanksgiving addict. Paul received another. But one day, Apostle Paul was in trouble. And then a prophecy came. Acts 27, 16 to 20. He said, and running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. He says, which when they had taken up, they used helps on the guiding the ship and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and so were driven. And we, being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands, the tackling of the ship. So when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. That is, there is no more hope. We are all going to die here. But all of a sudden, Paul spoke. In verse 23, the Lord spoke. For there stood by me, this is Paul speaking now by the Spirit. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, Who's I am? Let's go to verse 22 first. Let's start from verse 22. He says, now. He said, before. He said, but I told you that we should not embark on this journey. He says, but now, I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. We will not be able to save the sheep, but nobody will die. He said, because for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, and the angel of God will not lie, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Until you see, you won't thank. Because what you see, you will not be denied. When you thanksgiving is born on the altar of what we have seen. I said to them in the first service, if you want to buy a car now, you say, I want to buy whatever car. And then somebody says, it is going to send it to you from Calgary, California. They are going to send it to you from California. And then they send you a picture of the car as it is. And then a video of the car. I know, I'm not talking about all these 419 people that will send you a picture and you won't see anything. I'm talking about something that is real. They are taking the video of the car as it is entering into the, what is that thing called? Ship, container. You go to your people and you keep telling them, I'm taking delivery of my car soon. What type of car? You tell them the brand, you tell them the color, you tell them everything, and you are excited about it. Why? You have seen it. Physically. That is physically now. Now, the realm of the spirit, God has spoken. If you see it, what he has said, then you will thank him for the delivery of it. If you have seen what he has said, then it will not be hard for us to give him thanks for what he has said. I see you taking delivery of your own. Amen. And then finally, say to your neighbor, God is never late. Say to yourself, God is never late. Jesus, our perfect example. Jesus, our perfect example. The Messiah, they called him one day and said one of his bosom friends was sick. Lazarus is sick. Come and heal him. Jesus said, all right, I'm coming. After a while, they said, Lazarus is dead. You don't need to come again. Jesus said, we are going to wake him up. Thomas didn't understand what he was talking about. Thomas said, this man has come again. What are you talking about? They said, Lazarus is dead. He said, okay, let's go and die with him. He said, don't let's go back to that place because that's the place they wanted to stone also. Jesus said, let's go. We'll go there. He said, let's go and die with him. Glory to God. If you have time, go and read it. And then Jesus said in John 5:25, there was a prophecy that went forth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. So Jesus went there. And now take a look at something. John chapter 11. John 11. Let's start from verse 21. Verse 21. When Jesus got there, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. My brother would not have died. He says, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it to you. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And then Martha changed her tone, her story, her word again. He said, Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. In other words, I'm not thinking of anything else. This guy is dead. But one thing I know is that if you were here, he would not have died. Move to verse 25. Jesus said, no, go to verse 28 now. Go to verse 28. 28. And when she had said so, she went away So that was the conversation he had with Martha. Now, and she now went and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, "The master is come and calleth for thee." Keep going. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. And then many people followed him. Go, keep going. 30. And Jesus was not yet come unto the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. Then the Jews, which were with her in the house, and comforted her when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goeth unto the grave to weep again." Then, when Mary was come there and saw Jesus, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, "Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother would not have died." Same thing. Both of them, please pay close attention. Both of them said the same thing. Keep going. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And then the Bible says Jesus wept. And then they went to the grave. And when they got there, it was only Martha that spoke. Mary kept quiet. What did Martha say? Martha said, "Master, by this time he stinketh. Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he had been dead 4 days. Verse 40. Jesus said unto her, "Didn't I say to you that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" Verse 41. Then they took away the stone from where the place dead was laid, and then Jesus lifted. You know why Mary kept quiet? Mary was always sitting at the feet of Jesus and was always hearing from Jesus. So Mary knew anything can happen. So Mary kept quiet. Martha, the Bible says, is always going, doesn't even have a notebook. He's always going from one place to the other, never having to listen to nothing. So she didn't even know what Mary was talking about, what Jesus was talking about. So Mary, that had a brief understanding, kept quiet and was watching. This man is up to something. Anything can happen. Concerning your case, before this year is over, anything will still happen. Yeah. Come on now, rise up on your feet with me. Give God thanks again this morning. Give him glory and honor. Give him all adoration. Father, we thank you. Lord, we exalt you. We give you praise and glory. We give you honor and adoration. We magnify your name, because anything can still happen. Between now and the end of the year, anything can still happen. And I will thank you for anything to happen. I will praise you because anything can happen. I will praise you for something to happen. I will give you thanks for something to happen. I will magnify you for something to happen. I will exalt your name for something to happen. I will bless you, Lord, for something to happen. Thank you, Holy One. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have given thanks. Amen. We are going to praise him for the next 20 minutes. Glory to God. And we are praising him for anything to happen. Someone will be praising him for something to happen. You know, after you have praised him and sweat now, the only thing you'll be hearing will be testimonies. Amen. Will be good news. Amen. And good reports. Amen. And turnarounds. Amen. Something will be turning around for someone. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I said something will be turning around for you. Amen. Before that happens, before it can accept, before our praise and thanksgiving can be acceptable, we need to live right with him. So very quickly this morning, while all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, someone wants to say, "Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. I want to know you as my Lord and my Savior." Why not this morning? If you are, or someone else also wants to say, "Lord Jesus, I want to rededicate my life to you. I walked out on you, but I want to return to you." Why not this morning? If you are in any of those categories, put your right hand on your heart. Let me quickly pray with you. Wherever you are, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Put your right hand on your heart. All heads bowed again. All eyes closed. Put your right hand on your heart. Let me quickly pray with you. And if you are doing that, please repeat these words after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I've come to you today just as I am. I know I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again that I might be justified. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, because now I'm born again. In Jesus' marvelous name. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Your grace brought them. The same grace will preserve them. These ones will never go back to perdition again. They will begin to take root downwards and bear fruit upwards to the praise and glory of your name. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have prayed.
Amen.
You said that prayer in your heart. Wave your hands to Jesus wherever you are. Somebody is already by your side to assist you. Glory to the name of the Lord. Church, I thought you are still clapping. You are clapping. You are clapping. You are clapping. You said that prayer in your heart. Glory to God. Yes, somebody's on that side. Yep, yep. Please make way very quickly. Just let them see you, and somebody will take care of you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is somebody ready to praise him now? What is this praise for? What is it for? Huh? For something to happen at any time. While we are giving God thanks for what he did at Shiloh, the same God of Shiloh is still around.
Amen.
He will still be doing more.
Amen.
He will yet be doing more.
Amen.
And he will do your own.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Is fire ready?
Yes.
Come on now, let's praise God.
Hallelujah! You are marvelous, yeah. 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 You are marvelous, yeah.
You are marvelous, yeah.
You are glorious, yeah.
You are glorious, yeah.
Lord, you are. me. What a powerful God. What a marvelous. He said to do marvelous things again. Hallelujah.
What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. He has done marvelous things for me.
Hey.
What a powerful God. What a marvelous. He said to do marvelous things again.
Oh, hallelujah.
What a marvelous God.
Marvelous.
What a marvelous God.
Marvelous.
He has done marvelous things for me.
Give him all adoration, magnify him and exalt him. Father, we thank you this morning. Every prophecy is coming to pass already. Every prophecy, we see it already. We handle it already. We receive them already. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
We are not just thanking him for what he did at Shiloh. We are thanking him for the remainder of what he said he will do in 2022. And therefore, because you have given him thanks and praise this morning, every hanging desire, anything that you desire that is hanging, the Lord will deliver it this time. Before the next 20 days is finally over, you are on this altar sharing your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will be testimonies of triumph, testimonies of turnaround, testimonies of change of levels, testimonies of promotion, testimonies of deliverance, in the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have given thanks. Very quickly now, we want to give our thanksgiving offering. Our thanksgiving is not complete without our thanksgiving offering. Glory to God. Therefore, bring out your thanksgiving offering and lift it up to heaven. If you need an envelope, the ushers are already going around right now. If you need an envelope, glory to God. Let's be reminded, we can give via by paying or sending it to Shiloh@winnerschapelcalgary.org. Shiloh sacrifices can also be paid now. And you can send it to Shiloh@winnerschapelcalgary.org. Thanksgiving offering, Shiloh Thanksgiving offering can also go there. Or you can also pay using all the displayed forms of payment that we have in this assembly. If you have it in your hands, lift it up to heaven. Father, we thank you for this Thanksgiving offering. We give you praise and glory. Thank you for what all you did at Shiloh 2022. Lord, it shall be multiplied back to us. And your name glorified. Blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' most perfect name, we have given thanks. Let's cast our seed as the Overcomer's voice.
Excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah, there is no one greater than Jehovah, Lord divine.
Excellent Jehovah, marvelous Jehovah,
King of glory, hallelujah.
for accepting our thanksgiving. We worship your name, Lord. Blessed and blessed and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
Whatever you have seen in the year 2022 will not be compared to what you will see before this year is over.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you have touched in good within the last 12 months, the next 20 days will not be compared to it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatsoever good you have seen in the last 12 months, the good you will see in the next 20 days will not be compared.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are returning here with your testimony.
Amen.
You are returning here with your testimony.
Amen.
There shall be strange order of turnarounds.
Amen.
There shall be strange order of businesses.
Amen.
The business you have never seen in your life,
Amen,
that is the business that God is bringing your way.
Amen.
The business you never thought can come to you, that is the business the Lord will put to you.
Amen.
The kind of job, the kind of work you have never dreamt of having, or maybe you think in the next 5 years is when you will get there, the Lord will put it in your hands.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Winners Chapel International Calgary, there shall be strange order of turnarounds.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord will take some people from the floor to the top.
Amen.
You are going to the top.
Amen.
You are going to the top.
Amen.
You are going to the top.
Amen.
And you will never come down again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Companies will be sending for you.
Amen.
Where you didn't apply to, they will be sending for you.
Amen.
Where you didn't think you could walk, they will be sending for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Concerning our children, there will be strange order of turnaround.
Amen.
They have been doing good in school, they will do better.
Amen.
They will be the best in their schools.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we give you all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' most glorious name, we have given thanks.
Amen.
The Lord just dropped in my spirit right now that there are homes here that needs mending. He said between now and the next 20 days, there will be strange order of turnarounds in those homes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every home at the verge of divorce or separation, the King of Glory says, I'm coming in.
Amen.
There shall be no separation.
Amen.
There shall be no divorce.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So shall it be. In Jesus' marvelous name.
Amen.
Congratulate your neighbor for me on your right and left. Congratulate your neighbor. Tell your neighbor it's a new day for you. Glory to God. Put those hands together for the Lord. Please be seated as we close in this service.